Well, we're halfway through.
我们大概也经过了一半的时间。
In recent years, I started running after many years of taking off from running.
我们在这几年一直不断地往前走，但是有一半的时间。
And there's one race in particular I've been running for about 7 years.
有一个特别的就是跑步。
It's called the Monument Avenue 10K. It's a very big race.
是一种那个跑那个 10K 是十公里跑步。
6.2 miles.
6.2英里。
It's a very beautiful race.
是一个很不错的跑步。
It's in one of the most beautiful streets in Richmond.
是在经过那个 Richmond 这个地方很漂亮的街那个。
And 35,000 people run in this race.
有35,000人在跑步。
But I never feel relieved until I get to the halfway point.
我在这个跑的时候，只有经过这块一半的时候，我才觉得开始有点。
We run down this beautiful city of monuments.
我们经过了很多在那个 Richmond 有很多的漂亮那种。
And then we get to the halfway point.
当我们经过一半的时候。
And then we turn the corner at 3.1 miles.
当我们经过一半，然后3.1英里，然后转弯的时候。
And then I realize I only have 3.1 miles to finish.
然后我觉得好像只有3.1公里还需要。
Now that's the encouragement I have to offer you.
这是我在前面说。
We're halfway there.
这是我们还有一半还要经过。
May the Lord get us all the way there.
让我们神帮助我们能够经过这一切到底。
Well, let's read our verse again, our text verse.
让我们再读一下我们这次的主要的经节。
I think by now you may have memorized it.
我想你们大概都已经记得这个经节。
1 Corinthians 15, verse 10.
在哥林多前书15:10.
But by God's grace, I am what I am.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
And his grace, which was towards me, has not been vain.
并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的。
But I have labored more abundantly than they all.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
But not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Could we just have a word of prayer?
让我们再有点祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful for your word.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你的话语。
Where would we be without your word?
如果没有你的话，我们会在哪里呢？
Your words are spirit and life.
主，你的话语就是灵，就是生命。
We pray once again you'll quicken your word to us this evening.
主，我们真的是今天向你祷告，愿你的主的话语能够快点临到我们身上。
Lord, we know that many of us may be tired.
所以我们知道，也许我们当中有些人已经疲倦了。
We pray the Holy Spirit would quicken even our mortal bodies.
主真的是求主的灵能够再次复兴我们的身体。
And that we would be able to apprehend more completely.
主，我们能够在主面前更能够明白清楚你的话。
This complete work of grace.
更能够明白，真的是主恩典完全的工作。
Lord, only you can do that by your Holy Spirit.
主真的是唯有靠着你的灵才能做成。
Left to our own devices, we'll never understand.
主真的是让我们靠我们自己，我们没有办法明白。
But your Holy Spirit can quicken us.
但是主你的灵能够唤醒我们。
And open our understanding.
能够唤醒我，能够让我们有更深的理解。
And make us see what is behind the ink on the page.
主真的是让我们能够看到这个话语背后真正的意义。
May you quicken us to that end.
主真的是求你唤醒我们的灵。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Well, we've already shared 2 of the 4 phrases from this verse.
我们已经分享了两次有关于这四段中的两段。
I hope you have the sense of this verse by now.
我希望你们现在已经对这段经节有些的了解。
There seems to be a deepening and progressing understanding.
在这边，事实上，我们有需要有更多、更深的了解。
It seems to me that the Apostle Paul saw something very clearly.
我觉得好像保罗这边看的有更清楚的地方。
He didn't just see saving grace.
他不仅仅看到的是好像得救的恩典。
He saw finishing grace.
而且他看到恩典完整的工作。
And he didn't just see finishing grace.
而不仅仅看到这神, 完全的工作。
He saw making grace.
他还看到神, 恩典造成的工作。
He saw something of the full universe of the grace of God.
他看到神, 在这宇宙完整的工作。
I've mentioned this verse already twice.
我已经, 讲到这,
In Ephesians 3:18, he was speaking of the love of God.
讲到以弗所书三章。
And he was reaching for an explanation to define the love of God.
他这边讲到说神的爱。
You can understand that.
你可以了解这一点。
When you see the love of God,
当你看见神的爱的时候,
when the love of God lays hold of you,
当神的爱抓住你的时候,
you begin to understand how great is the love of God.
你能够慢慢地了解神的爱是何等的大。
It passes understanding the depth of the love of God.
事实上超过我们的了解。
So he reached for all the words he could reach for.
所以他用一切的话语来形容。
And he said it's the breadth.
他看到何等的,
and it's the length.
看到何等长阔,
and it's the depth.
高,
and it's the height of the love of God.
看到长阔高深。
I think in the same way, this verse in 1 Corinthians 15:10 speaks of the grace of God.
然后呢, 就是相同的在第15章第10节就讲到 恩典的各个方面。
Now let me put across once again the burden.
让我们再一次把我心中的负担再跟大家讲一下。
The burden is for us to have a full Christian life.
对我来讲说, 就是我的负担就是 让我们真正有基督徒的生活。
We need to understand something of the complete work of grace.
我们必须了解这真正的, 恩典的工作。
You may be saved. I hope you're saved.
我觉得我知道你们是信人, 我希望你也真正的信人。
I hope you know saving grace.
我知道你们, 我希望你们知道这个救赎的恩典。
But that may be all you know. You need to know more of the grace of God. You need to go deeper into the grace of God. You need to see the magnitude of the grace of God. The inexhaustible magnitude of the grace of God. And you need to not only just see the grace of God. Tonight we'll be dealing with entering into the grace of God. It's one thing to talk about the grace of God. It's a wholly different thing to enter in and apprehend the grace of God. This is what stands out to me in this verse.
事实上这就是这一节经节好像
This is exactly what the Apostle Paul did.
这就是保罗所做的。
He understood this deep subject.
他深深地了解这个恩典的深度。
This deep grace laid hold of him and apprehended him.
这个恩典的深度真正地抓住了保罗。
And it didn't stop there.
不仅仅停止握在这个地方。
Not only did it apprehend him.
不仅仅他让他完全地抓住他。
But he believed in it and he entered into it.
而且他真正相信, 而且进入这个恩典。
And he appropriated it.
然后, 然后以接触这个。
And in the end, it changed this man from the inside out.
而且完完全全改变了保罗这个人。
And it conformed him to the very image of the Lord Jesus.
而且他最后磨成了像主耶稣基督的形象。
That's transforming grace.
这就是一个, 磨成神形象的恩典。
And let me say another thing.
让我再讲另外一点。
Let me amen what our brother said.
让我能够,
the danger is when I talk about grace like this, you may think it's only grace that I need.
所以讲到说我自己所需要的恩典。
This is grace that the church needs.
而且这个, 但是这个恩典乃是教会也所需要的。
I told you the first night.
我跟大家提过, 在第一天晚,
when you read Acts Chapter 4, I believe it is.
讲到说使徒行传第四章
It explains the church, the early church.
他解释了到当年早期的教会
And the reason the church was such a living testimony of Jesus.
当时为什么他们会有主耶稣基督活生生的见证
And the reason that small group of people who were transformed
为什么这一小群的基督徒会能够完全的改变
Change the world, change the whole world as we know it.
而且改变了整个世界
It's described, I think it's 4:33, but I may be wrong.
也许是4章33节。
I don't know what he said.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
It says, and great grace was upon them all.
而且众人都蒙了大的恩典,大恩。
Brothers and sisters, that's what we need.
弟兄姐们,这就是我们所需要的。
That's what we need is the church of God in this hour.
这就是我们在现今这个教会所需要的。
We need great grace to be upon us.
我们需要这神大的恩典在我们身上。
We cannot bear the testimony of Jesus.
我们没有办法担负神的见证。
We cannot stand for the purpose of God.
我们没有办法承担神的旨意。
We cannot gather in the simplicity of the Lord Jesus.
我们不能够很简单的在主面前。
And be a living witness.
成为一个活生生的见证。
Unless the grace of God is upon us corporately.
除非神大的恩典在教会的身上。
Well, may God help us.
愿主帮助。
May we like the Apostle Paul.
愿我们就像保罗一样。
Not just understand the grace of God.
不仅仅只是了解神的恩典。
Not just be apprehended by the grace of God.
而且不仅仅被神的恩典抓住。
But enter into the grace of God.
而且能够进入神的恩典。
And allow the grace of God to transform us inside out.
而且让神的恩典让我们这个磨成神的样式，让我们完全的改变。
That's why I think a brother said this.
让我们就想到有个弟兄这样讲。
One asked a brother. He said, "What is your favorite doctrine?"
他说这是你最喜欢的教训是什么
？And he made this incredible statement.
他有这样的一个非常了不起的宣言。
He looked at that brother and he said this.
他另外一个弟兄，他对另外弟兄这样
讲。He said nothing compares to the grace of God.
没有东西能够对神的恩典能够比较。
May we have that same understanding.
让我们能够真正有这样的了解。
Well, we've already talked about this verse breaks down into four sections.
我们已经讲到说我们会把这一节圣经分成四段来讲。
We're not going to go all over that again.
我们不会再从头再讲。
But one thing let's say to make very clear.
但是有一件事我们会讲得很清楚。
This is a progressive developing revelation of the grace of God.
但是讲到神的恩典是一个一种渐进的慢慢前进的让我们有一个决定性的影响。
It goes deeper.
然后越来越深。
And it goes further.
越来越远。
And when you get to the end of this verse,
到了这一节中的终了
you begin to understand the real secret of the grace of God.
你会真正了解神恩典的这个秘诀。
Now I won't say it because we'll just have three messages.
我不会讲再多，因为我们现在只有三堂。
We'll say it tomorrow.
我们明天再讲。
But let's continue to see that this is the progressive and deepening revelation of the grace of God.
这神的恩典是一个渐进而慢慢越来越多的认识的，是从启示而来的。
We've already looked at grace, our beginning and end.
我们已经看到说神的恩典的开头跟末了。
We just this afternoon looked at the grace that is toward us.
我们今天下午看到这个神对我们所施的恩典。
I hope you haven't already forgotten.
我希望你们没有忘记。
How great is the grace that is toward us?
神对我们所恩的所赐的恩是何等的大
Just bear with me in this little review.
让我就是再忍耐我一点。
With all that is against us,
虽然许多事情能够反对我们
Thank God for the grace that is toward us.
感谢主神所赐给我们的恩。
That's what the Apostle Paul said.
这是保罗所说的。
Not only that,
不仅仅如此。
This grace that is toward us is abundant and inexhaustible.
这个神所赐给我们恩典是丰富而且不是无可限量的。
You cannot measure it.
你没有办法衡量的。
You cannot quantify.
你真的没有办法用好像数量化。
And then finally, we looked at this sobering thought.
我们最后再看到一个很严肃的这个的想法。
That the grace of God is not in vain.
这是神所赐给我们恩，不是突然的。
Now you might be like me sometimes.
也许像我有的时候。
You might be tempted to believe this can happen to the Apostle Paul.
也许你觉得这可能也会发生在保罗的身上。
This can happen to Christian Chen.
也可以发生在也许陈锡珍弟兄身上。
This can happen to Stephen Kong.
也许发生在江守道身上。
This may even happen to Roger.
也许发生在我的身上。
But you might not believe it could ever happen to you.
你觉得这可能不会发生在你身上。
Brothers and sisters, this testimony can be our testimony.
但是弟兄姐妹，这个见证是我们每个人见证。
This overflowing.
是完全充满满溢出来的。
This boundless.
真的是没有限量的。
This measureless.
真的没有办法衡量的。
This inexhaustible grace of God.
是没有办法穷尽的。
To us.
对我们来讲。
Is not in vain.
对我们来讲不是突然的，感谢主。
Well, tonight we're going to look at something a little different.
今天晚上我们看一点有些不一样的地方。
It gets very practical.
是非常实际的。
Grace is practical.
恩典是很实际的。
Unless your Christianity is practical,
除非你所信的是很实际。
It's not real Christianity.
就不是真正我们所信仰的。
Unless your Christian life hits where you live.
除非所以你相信能够摸着主摸着你
it's not real Christian life
不是真正的基督徒生活
it's theory
只是一个理论
it's sort of an idea
只是一个观念
you know we have to be Christians where we live
我们必须是一个基督徒真正是能够行走在我们所相信的
Campbell Morgan said the most wonderful thing about grace
Campbell Morgan 这个弟兄讲到恩典
Campbell Morgan said, "If you're not a Christian where you live,"
如果说这个弟兄讲说，你如果不是你所基督徒，如果不是活在你所信的
，you can't be a Christian anywhere.
你就没有办法成为基督徒。
And he went on to describe it.
你没有办法形容。
And he said, "It's not place,"
不是一个地方。
He said, "It's grace,"
而是恩典。
It's grace that makes us a Christian.
而是恩典造就了一个成为一个。
And this life, this Christian life, is to have a very practical expression in our life.
在基督徒生活一个非常实际的发表。
So tonight, what we're going to deal with is cooperating with the grace of God.
今天晚上我想要分享就是能够跟神的恩典的合作。
Unless you cooperate with the grace of God,
除非你跟神的恩典能够合作。
Unless you allow the grace of God,
除非你让神的恩典容许他做。
To do its deep work in you,
容许这恩典在你身上做深的
工作。You will never understand the complete work of grace.
你就没有办法了解神恩典的完全的工作。
So we'll deal with cooperating with the grace of God.
所以我们想到这个关于跟合作，跟神的恩典合作。
I told my brother we'll look at three things.
弟兄跟我讲有三大点。
First of all, the paradox of grace.
第一点，我们讲到恩典这个两难或是矛盾的情形。
It's really important that we understand the paradox of grace.
我们必须了解这个好像恩典这个矛盾的情形。
Secondly, we need to understand the progress of grace. What does that mean to cooperate with grace?
第二点，我们讲到说这个恩典这个不断的前进。
And finally, we need to understand the practice of grace.
第三点，我们讲到说恩典的这个实际上运用。
Unless you're very practical,
除非你在真正在实际上运用。
This truth will never come into your life and change you inside out.
这个真理就没有办法在里面真正的改变你。
Well, that's the way we're headed tonight.
这是我们今天晚上所要分享的。
First of all, let's look at the paradox of grace.
第一点，我们想分享一下，就关于说这个恩典的这个矛盾的情形。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul said.
听听看保罗是怎么讲的。
To me, it's the strangest thing.
对我来讲是很奇怪的。
He said, "But I have labored more abundantly than they all."
保罗讲说，我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
Now, brothers and sisters, think about that phrase just for a moment.
弟兄姐妹，你想想他 保罗所讲的。
It seems to me to be out of place in the Bible.
觉得好像不应该出现在这个地方。
We're talking about grace after all.
我们讲到恩典的一切。
What did he mean to say, I have labored more abundantly than they all?
为什么保罗会讲说比众使徒格外的劳苦呢？
Is it just my twisted way of thinking, or does it hit you the same way?
是不是我这样想了，还是真的这个保罗有这样的意思在？
It seems like to me he shouldn't be talking about laboring more abundantly than they all when he's talking about the depth of God's grace.
当我们讲到神恩典的深长阔高深的时候，为什么保罗突然又讲到在主的里面好像有格外的劳苦这方面？
It seems terribly out of context.
事实上好像跟这一段所讲的好像有很大的不同。
Well, I hope we have a better understanding when we look at it.
我希望我们都要对这一段有更多的认识。
You know, here's our problem.
这是我们的问题。
We don't think grace and work go together.
我们觉得好像恩典跟这个工作好像不应该在一起。
We don't think grace and labor should be mentioned in the same sentence.
我们觉得好像这个恩典跟这个劳苦不应该放在一起。
Certainly, we don't think grace and labor ought to be in the same verse. They just don't sound right.
我们觉得好像劳苦跟恩典放在一起好像不大对。
But there must be something here for us to apprehend.
但是我们觉得在这一点应该主让我们更多的有这方面
的了解。 There must be something here for us to enter deeply into the complete work of grace.
事实上我们在这边事实上真正有对神恩典完全工作应该有更多的认识。
I think we think of work and grace as polar opposites.
我们觉得好像恩典跟工作好像是完全相反的。
It goes against our very understanding.
对我们好像我们的原来的对恩典了解好像完全不一样。
Now, if you just think maybe I'm crazy, I have reason to believe that.
对，我觉得好像在这边，我们对这边有理由相信这一点。
Hey, did you say I was crazy?
No.
No. It seems when you read the Word of God, it seems to make that very clear that work and grace shouldn't be connected.
当我们在读主的话的时候，我觉得好像这个恩典跟工作好像不应该连在一起。
Have I confused you yet?
对，我是不是让你们有更好像混淆了
？Look at Romans 4 verse 4 for example.
让我们看一下罗马书四章四节。
This will make you think.
让你能够想一下。
Now to him that works, the reward is not reckoned of grace.
做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是应该得的。
Seems very clear to me.
非常好像非常清楚。
But of debt.
但另外一方面。
But to him who does not work.
唯有不做工的。
But believes on him who justifies the ungodly.
只信称罪人为义的。
His faith is reckoned as righteousness.
他的信就算为义。
It seems crystal clear.
这边就好像非常的清楚。
Work and grace have nothing to do with each other.
好像工作跟恩典不应该在一起。
They're totally opposite.
它完全的相反。
Romans 4 verse 16.
罗马书四章十六节。
Therefore it is on the principle of faith that it might be according to grace.
所以本是本乎信，因此就属乎恩。
Nothing to do with work, right?
好像对跟工作没有关系，对不对？
That seems to be good theology to me.
对于来讲，好像这边是讲的是这样子讲的。
It seems like we could question what Paul is saying about laboring and grace.
我们就好像对于保罗在十五章所讲的恩典跟这个工作放在一起，我们好像有疑问。
Listen to Romans 11 verse 6.
我们看一下罗马书十一章第六节。
This is strong words.
这是一个很强的话。
But if by grace, no longer of works, since otherwise grace is no more grace.
既是出于恩典，就不在乎行为；不然恩典就不是恩典了。
It seems to seal it. It seems to me maybe this word was in the wrong place. It was out of place.
好像觉得原本那个工作跟恩典好像不应该在一起。
What on earth could the Apostle Paul have meant to say right in the middle of this great text on grace? I labor more abundantly than they all.
突然在保罗在这一段在15章第10节讲到说这个突然在讲到恩典我全面的工作的时候讲到的劳苦。
As I meditated on this, just two things came to me. One is context. And the other is paradox. Whenever you read the Word of God, you must read the Word of God in context. You must interpret the Word of God in context. If you take the Word out of context, it's a mistake. You know the old famous saying, a text without context is a pretext for a proof text. Can you translate that? A text without context,
一个就是一个主的话没有好像没有真正意义,
is a pretext,
就好像一个前言一样,
for a proof text. You get it? Let me tell you what it means. If you take something out of context,
如果你把一个真正的话语从中间拿走,
it's a pretext. You're trying to prove a point. You're trying to use this word out of its meaning. To advance your argument. Some people make whole doctrines out of whole cloth, out of a little speck of scripture. We've been troubled in lately in Richmond by a terrible doctrine.
我们最近在 Richmond 有关于这个主的话上面有一些的
It's been for years affecting us as an assembly.
有一些的搅扰就是影响我们好多年。
There are those that take the word so out of context.
就是他把原本这个话语意义拿走了。
It's nothing more than a pretext to prove what they want to prove.
就是好像他们要用一些其他话来证明他们。
And they take the scripture about Timothy when Paul was talking to his spiritual son.
提摩太书里面讲到说，提摩太他是他的这个真儿子。
In the verse that goes, God has not given us a spirit of fear.
神在讲到说，他给我们在属灵的产业。
And because that word spirit is in there,
因为他讲到这个属灵的，
they say it's a demonic spirit of fear.
是everybody.
What he
不是个胆怯,
said.
Oh, yeah, 不是胆怯的灵。
They say it's a demonic spirit. Believers have these demonic spirits of fear, and that's their problem, and they need to be delivered from the demons of fear.
他必须好像去掉这个中间好像一个邪灵的那个灵。
Brothers and sisters, this is the craziest teaching I've ever heard.
这是一个非常不对的一种的教训。
Pardon me if it's your teaching.
这不是我们的教训。
But Timothy was timid. That's what he was.
提摩太他是胆怯的。
Don't be ashamed of the gift that was in you by the laying on of hands.
他有讲到说他在他们的按手。
Don't draw back from the gift that was given to you.
不要从这个神所赐给你恩典面。
He was even told to take the charge. Do you understand the point?
你了解这个点?
First is context.
第一点就是这个神这个话语意义。
We can take scripture out of context and create whole movements.
我们好像能够就有许多人把神真正意义扭曲了。
That have no basis in the scripture.
就没有在神话语真正意义上。
So when you look at these verses we read in Romans, think of the context.
当我们读神 话语的时候，特别罗马书要特别注意神真正原来的意思。
The first verse is dealing with justification.
第一点，他一开始讲到是讲到我们称义这方面。
So when it comes to justification, do you think it has anything to do with your work?
当你讲到这个称义这方面的时候，你的那个工作，你所做的工，对你有。
I think this is an argument I can easily win in this group. You know it's God that justifies the ungodly. It has nothing to do with our works. We can all agree and close the book and say it's all of grace. And when you look at that verse in Romans 11, verse 6,
当我们看到在罗马书第11章第6节的时候,
it is about the election of grace.
他讲到说, 神恩典的选择,
this remnant saved out of Israel is the election of grace.
这神拣选以色列是他神恩典的选择。
So this is the point.
这是这个重点。
Election is all the grace of God. The context is you had nothing to do with it. God loved us when we were yet his enemies. So that's context. I hope you understand. If we're going to understand the complete work of grace, yep. We need to understand the context. Paul's talking about more than justification. Paul's talking about more than election.
神讲了,
Paul is going deeper into the work of grace.
神，保罗讲了更多关于恩典更深的方面。
And when he goes deeper into this work of grace,
当保罗讲到说恩典更深的时候,
he says, I labor more abundantly than they all.
保罗说我比更使徒更多的劳，格外的劳苦。
There's no contradiction.
这边没有好像有互相违背。
Second
thing, 第二点,
is the paradox of grace.
第二点讲到说，那个恩典的这个矛盾。
Now, do you know what the word paradox means?
你知不知道矛盾的意思?
I think most everybody in this group knows what paradox means, right?
我想弟兄姐妹都知道矛盾是什么意思。
It means something that appears contradictory, but is not contradictory.
就好像,
That's the key.
这讲到说看起来好像是矛盾，但是不真正的是矛盾。
So when you read this verse or this phrase from this great verse on face value,
在这种就讲到这边特别一节，好像从这边看起来好像是有点这个。
You say it's contradictory.
你觉得好像是互相矛盾。
It can't have anything to do with grace.
因为这个劳苦好像对恩典是无关的。My
laboring in grace cannot be connected.
在我恩典中的劳苦好像不应该连在一起。But
there's a great paradox.
但是这是一个很大的这个两难矛盾。It's
the wonderful paradox of grace.
这是一个好像非常好的这个矛盾的情形。Listen
to what it says.
让看看我们保罗怎么讲。It
says, I like this way that it's put, I labored.
这边讲说我劳苦。And
if you look later in the verse, but not I.
但是你看看后面还有什么特别有讲到，这不是我。It
was the grace of God that was with me. Do you get the point?
你抓到这个点了吗?
That resolves the paradox.
这边就解决这个矛盾的情形。I
labored.
是我劳苦。
We have to labor when it comes to grace.
然后当来到恩典的时候，我们事实上是有劳苦。We
have to be involved with the grace.
我们必须在这个恩典之中，必须在它在里面。But
the paradox is it's not us laboring.
但是这个矛盾不是我们自己在这边。
The paradox is in the end, it's the grace of God that was with me.
在这个里面乃是讲到说乃是神的恩典与我们在一起。
So there's no contradiction in the word of God.
所以在这里面并没有一个互相矛盾的情形。
You can be relieved to know that Paul wasn't wrong.
你可以这边相信保罗没有错。
When he said, I labor more abundantly than they all.
这边讲到我比众使徒格外劳苦。
It's something very clear in the word of God.
这边讲到神的话语非常的清楚。
We labor.
我们有劳苦,
we must labor.
我们也必须有劳苦,
grace depends upon it.
而且恩典,
the worst thing you can say when it comes to apprehending the complete work of grace
在你这觉得好像在对于神恩典工作有一个最比较不好的描述的情形,
the worst thing you can say is it's all of grace, it doesn't matter what I do.
这边你可以讲到说这一切都是恩典,
I don't think you can read that anywhere in the Word of God.
你好像在其他方面没有这样读到。
This is the paradox of grace.
这边好像是讲到神这个矛盾的情形。
You know, Paul the Apostle used this word labor a great deal in the Scripture.
你知道保罗在这边讲到劳苦，特别讲到一个特别的点。
Look at 2 Corinthians 11, verse 23.
2 Corinthians 11:23.
He said this in the beginning. In labors more exceedingly abundant.
他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是。
Here is one who labored greatly.
这边讲到说保罗有更多的劳苦。
Turn to 2 Corinthians 6, verse 5.
讲到更多后书第六章第五节。
It says in that verse,
讲到这一节圣经,
just this part, in stripes, in prisons, in riots, and in labors.
6, 5.
I hope that's right. Here's 6. He has a Chinese English Bible. I can actually read the right copy. That's the only way I know.
他说我有中英文圣经，所以他知道我在读哪里。
Listen to this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9.
2
Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9.
后书,
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9.
First of all,
I told you we turned the corner. We're on the last 3.1 miles. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9.
It says,
for you remember, brethren, our labor and toils, working night and day, not to be chargeable to you. We preach to you the glad tidings of God.
弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
Here is one who labored greatly. So we need to understand what he meant. Here is the paradox resolve. Look at Colossians chapter 1, verse
129.
I'll read you this from the King James Version.
这边我讲的是用钦定本所讲的。
Whereunto I also labor, listen to this, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
这边我也为此劳苦，照他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
That's the paradox.
这边就是讲到了这个好像矛盾的情形。
That's the paradox of grace.
就是讲到恩典好像这种两难的情形。There
is no contradiction.
这边并没有互相的那个好像违背。I
labor.
我是有在主面前劳苦。
Even striving.
而且让我不断地往前。
It says according to His working.
而且是照着他在我里面运用的大能。
Which works in me mightily.
用大能，能够运用的大能在我里面。
Brothers and sisters, when it comes to grace.
弟兄姐妹，当我们呢讲到这个恩典的时候。
If it were only your labor.
如果只讲到说你自己的劳苦。
If it were only your working.
如果你自己的工作。
If it were only what you did.
如果只讲到你自己所做的。
You would have to be the most depressed Christian in the world.
你就变成了非常在这非常这个沮丧的一个基督徒。
But he said, my labor is according to his working.
他讲到说，我的工作乃是照着他在我面的工作。
And he didn't just leave it at that.
而且不仅仅如此。
It's which works in me mightily.
而且他在我面的工作有大能。
This is the secret.
这是就是秘诀。
This is the paradox of grace.
这就是恩典的这个矛盾。
Grace is work.
恩典也有工作。
We have to labor when it comes to grace.
当我们来到恩典的时候，我们必须有劳苦。
But the secret is not our working.
但是呢，这个秘诀是不是我们自己在这边劳苦。
The beautiful secret that the Apostle Paul discovered in the end was it wasn't his working after all.
保罗在他末了的时候发现这最大的秘诀就是不是他自己在里面做工。
It was God working in him mightily.
而是神的大能在他里面做工。
What encouragement that is in the Bible.
这是在神对我们对如此多的激对我们的激励。
You know, when you read the Bible, you soon discover it's full of paradoxes.
当你读圣经的时候，你会发现有许多好像互相矛盾的情形。
If you only read part of it, you get confused.
如果你只读这个好像其中一个一点点的话，你就会
If you read all of it,
困惑了。
You begin to understand.
但是你如果前后文都读的话，你就了解了。
Let me give you another few examples.
让我再给你一点那个例子。
Hebrews 4, verse 11.
我们再讲到希伯来书第四章第十一节。
It says, let us labor to enter into his rest.
所以我们务必竭力进入到安息。
Have you ever read such a strange verse?
你有没有觉得这句话这个听起来很奇怪。
How can we talking about laboring to enter into rest?
然后我们怎么讲到要进入安息的时候突然又讲到竭力，这是什么意思？
You know, the way I enter into rest is I get in my recliner and I just rear back.
你知道当我觉得安息就是我进入里面然后我就躺下睡觉。
I don't labor to enter into rest.
我不会说好像很用力的去睡觉。
But Paul understood something very deeply.
但是保罗这边讲的安息非常讲
到的深。Many Christians just brush off.
有许多基督徒们觉得好像不明白。
Here's another verse.
另外一节圣经。
This is another great paradox.
另外一段两难的经节。
I know you know this verse.
我知道你知道这个经节。
Philippians 2 verse 12.
腓立比书第二章第十二节。
We'll look at the second part.
我们看第二段。
Listen to this first part.What if you took it out of context? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
就当这恐惧战惊做成你得救的功夫。
Did you know that verse was in the Bible?
你觉得这个话是不是应该在圣经呢？
Has that verse ever troubled you?
你觉得这一段话有没有让你觉得很作难呢？
I thought salvation was free.
我觉得得救应该是完全是免费的。
How can it be that the Apostle Paul said, work out your own salvation, and not only that, but with fear and trembling?
这边为什么保罗讲说要做什么得救的功夫，而且要恐惧战惊来做？
What terrible doctrine!
这个好像非常的让我们觉得不舒服。
For the evangelical Christian, that's terrible doctrine.
对于这个正统基督徒来讲，好像这个福音派来讲，这个是很没有办法接受的。
But listen to the rest of the verse.
但是你把这一段读完
，Then you begin to understand paradox.
然后你就了解这一节的两难的情形。
For it is God who works in me.
因为在神在你们心里运行，第十三节。
Both the willing and the working.
因为要你们立志行事，都要为成就他的美意。
For his good pleasure. That resolves the issue, brothers and sisters. There is the paradox cleared up for us. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Thank God that verse doesn't stop there. We would be the most miserable of all people. But then we understand biblical paradox. For it is God that works in you, both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Sometimes as Christians, we're not willing. I remember years ago going to Brother Stephen. The Lord was dealing with me quite clearly. And I discovered in me there was no willingness in me whatsoever. And then he pointed me to this verse. And he offered me the simplest of prayer. He said, tell the Lord, make you willing. Now that's grace. He works in us the willing and the doing. To me, that is such a blessing, that verse. This is the paradox of grace. At the end of life, we will say, this is the complete work of grace. Listen to the last phrase in 1 Corinthians 15:10.
让我们再看一下在
Here's the ultimate paradox. But not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
不是我,
Thank God for that.
感谢主,
Thank God that's the end.
感谢主,
Thank God it's not me.
感谢主,
Thank God in the end it's the grace of God that is with me.
感谢主在末了的时候是神的恩典与我同在。
Well, that's the first point.
这是我们所讲第一点。
Now let's look at another point.
让我们讲到第二点。
I don't want to confuse you, but I want to look at another point.
那我不想混淆里面, 但是我必须讲第二点。
And that point is the progress of grace.
第二点我们讲到说这个恩典是一个不断进行的。
Now what do you think the Apostle Paul meant by I labor more abundantly than they all?
你想想看这个保罗这边讲是, 这是什么意思? 我比众的使徒格外的劳苦。
I believe it's absolutely clear when you understand the context.
如果你真正把这一段话, 前后读了,
Here the Apostle Paul cooperated with the grace of God. Here the Apostle Paul allowed grace to do its work. Here the Apostle Paul yielded to the grace of God. Yes, he labored more abundantly than they all.
他也对的，他是在是比其他众族而格外劳苦。
But his laboring was cooperating with the grace of God.
但是这个劳苦乃是跟神的恩典彼此的合作。
I think as Christians, we go to two different extremes.
我想基督徒常常有去了两种不同的极端。
One extreme says it's all of grace.
一个极端是讲说一切都是恩典。I
hear people saying that all the time.
我听到许多人是这样讲。Doesn't
matter, brother, it's all of grace.
不管怎么样,都是恩典。And
I often think it doesn't matter.
我觉得是真的是只有这样吗?
And then the other ones of us go to the opposite end of the spectrum.
但是我有一些基督徒好像走到另外的极端。
And we're always talking about Christian responsibility.
一直讲到说基督徒的责任。
Or work.
或是工作。
Or labor.
或是劳苦,
You know, those of us who like to say it's all of grace, we love the book of Romans.
我们在讲了一切恩典，我们特别喜欢罗马书。
We can quote the verses.
我们能够真的是那个把罗马书一些都背出来。
It's not of works.
不是工作。
It wouldn't be grace.
就不是恩典了。
And we dislike the book of James.
我们就不喜欢雅各书。
Because we think James is all about work.
我们觉得雅各书里面都讲的都是工作。
So we're kind of like Martin Luther.
我们就觉得我们好像马丁路德。
You know, we say we don't have much use for the book of James.
我们觉得马丁路德讲说这个雅各书好像没有什么用。
You remember Luther in the Reformation when he said Galatians was his sword, but he didn't have much use for the book of James.
你觉得啊，那个马丁路在革教运动的时候，他就觉得说这个加拉太书是他的在改教时候的剑。
We think this.
雅各书就没什么用。
I didn't know if you were going to hit me or what. So
sword.
Sword. I got it. We think there's no grace in James.
我们觉得好像雅各书里面没有讲到恩典。
We read James, we take it off our recommended reading list.
我们觉得好像雅各书我们不建议，有时候不建议大家念。
We get confused by James.
我们雅各书让我们有时候我们困惑起来。
But to me, the most precious verse about grace is in the book of James.
我觉得再次有一个非常宝贵的话，就是在雅各书里面。
Look at James chapter 4 verse 6.
我们看一下雅各书第四章第六节。
But he giveth more grace.
因他赐更多的恩典。
Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble.
所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
You remember that hymn we tried to look at last night, Annie Johnson Flint's hymn? You remember that?
记得昨天我们晚上所看那首诗歌 ，Annie Johnson Flint 所要唱的。
You remember the title of that hymn?
你记得那首诗歌的名字
？He giveth more grace.
他给了我们更多的恩。
This was her answer.
这就是她这个姐妹的回答。
To all that she went through.
这是她所经历的一切的回答。
He giveth.
她给了我们。
He giveth.
她给了我们。
And giveth again.
她再给我们。
This is where it came from.
这就是她从这是从这里出来
的。A book that we don't think is about grace at all.
这就是这本书我们觉得好像没有讲到恩典，事实上讲到。
So it's clear to me what the Apostle Paul meant.
所以这样来讲，对保罗所讲就更清楚了。
He realized that grace would never happen unless he cooperated fully with the grace of God.
他觉得这个恩典没有办法在我们身上有更深的工作，除非我们跟恩典更有一起合作的关系。
The grace of God will deal with you as a child of God.
恩典会能够真的在你身上有做工。
The grace of God will expose things in you as a child of God.
神的恩典会在神的儿女身上做工。
And you need to learn to work with the grace of God.
你必须学习跟神的恩典合作。
And you need to learn to labor with the grace of God.
你必须在神的恩典中学习劳苦。
And you need to allow grace to do its deep work in you.
你必须让神的恩典在你身上做更深的工作。
This is what it means.I labor more abundantly than they all.
这就是这边所讲的，我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
No one experienced, it seems to me, more trouble than the Apostle Paul.
好像我们在圣经看到，没有人比那个保罗受到更多的困难。
Look at all the things he went through.
看看他所经历的一切。
It can confuse you when you look at it.
你会觉得很困惑。
You think, should a Christian go through all that he went through?
难道基督徒都要经历像保罗经历这一切的痛苦吗
？Be careful when you deal with this.
你要非常的小心。
Because in the beginning, when he was saved in Acts 9, we see what we come to a real understanding of what he's to go through.
当我们读第使徒行传第九章的时候
，You remember the Lord said he's a special vessel to me.
你记不记得主是这样讲说保罗是我特别的器皿。
And I will show him what things he must suffer for my name's sake. You remember that?
你记不记得他这边讲到说他要为我的名受苦。
It doesn't mean by any means that all of us go through what the Apostle Paul went through.
并不是说我们每一个基督徒要经历保罗所经过的。
But this one went through these deep dealings.
这边讲到这个保罗经过的神很极大的在他身上的工作。
I believe that he could discover the depth of his grace.
我觉得他可以真正了解到神恩典的深。
And he could communicate the depth of his grace
能够真正能够交通于神的恩典
in a way that nobody else could.
没有其他人能够像保罗这样所交通的。
He went through great difficulty.
他经过极大的困难。
Look at 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 9.
看哥林多后书 4,
verse 8 and 9.
四章第八节第九节
It says we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望。
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
我们心里作难却不致失望。
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
受逼迫却不被丢弃。
Cast down, but not destroyed.
被打倒了却不致死亡。
Look at all that he went through.
看看这个保罗所经历。
When you read 2 Corinthians, you discover it's Paul's own autobiography.
你觉得我们当我们读哥林多后书的时候，就好像读到保罗自传。
And here's a man who went through deep things.
在这边看到保罗经历了深的事情。
Things that many of us will never know and never experience.
也许对于我们许多人来讲，我们也没有经过，也没有想到过的。
But because he knew he went through those deep things.
但是因为保罗经过这深的这些事情
，He knew the grace of God in a measure that few do.
他了解到神恩典的工作在他身上。
That's encouragement to us.
这是对我们一种激励。
We shouldn't look at the Apostle Paul and say, "Do I have to go through those things?"
我们是不是要看到保罗说，我们是不是都要经过这样的事情呢
？We should look at the Apostle Paul and say, "Here is one who went through the unthinkable."
我们应该看到说，看到这个保罗是经过这个一切没有办法想象的。
And because this one went through the unthinkable,
因为他经过了没有办法想象的
，we can know that grace that can take us through every circumstance in life.
我们就知道的恩典能够带我们经过我们一切的事情。
This is what the Apostle Paul is about.
这就是保罗所要给我们看见的。
In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 23, the second part, it says this.
哥林多后书11章。
In labors more abundant.In stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft.
26.
Well, if your Bible, I found it has different numbers than mine.
Yes, it's the same. Should be the same. It's 26?
3.
Oh, 3?
Isn't it 23b?
11, 23.
Two Corinthians chapter 11.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, second part, B.
Second. Okay. 第二段。我比那更多受劳苦，多少煎熬，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。
This is the answer.
这就是回答。
No one experienced more trouble than Paul.
没有人经过保罗所经过的。
No one experienced grace so deep as Paul.
但是也没有人像保罗，好像经
过
这个恩典在他身上所带的。
We've already talked about 2 Corinthians 12.
我们看一下哥林多后书第十二章。
We've already talked about the messenger from Satan.
我们看到一个撒旦的一个差役。
We've already talked about the thorn in the flesh.
我们看到他肉体上一个刺。
And the one lesson, the one great overarching lesson he learned.
看到这保罗这边所学到一个极大的功课。
In verse 9 was my grace.Is all sufficient for every circumstance.
我的恩典够你用了，因为我能力是在人的软弱行的源泉。
You know, I don't know that I'll ever understand everything Paul went through.
我觉得我好像没有办法完全了解保罗所经过的一切。
I know I won't go through it.
我知道我不会经历他所经过的。
But I know because he went through it.
但是我知道因为他经过的。
And he found God to be true.
而且他发现神是真实的。
I can believe in his word.
我能够相信他所讲的。
And I know because he went through it,
我知道他经过了。
There is number one, all sufficient grace for every circumstance.
所以我知道说他的恩典在一切事情上都能
够。And I know a second thing. Not only is there all sufficient grace for every circumstance.
而且我知道说神的恩典在一切事情上都能经历。
There's a resource of power that is given that is not our own.
而且我们知道说这个能力是没有限量的。
God, the Lord said to him, "My power is perfected in weakness."
而且讲到说，我们能力在神的软弱、人的软弱上显得完全。
Paul said, "Most gladly will I boast of my weaknesses."
保罗他还讲到，他夸到他自己的软弱。
That the power of Christ may rest upon me.
而且神的能力能够在复辟在我的身上。
I believe, in one sense, we see a test case in Paul.
我们就看到在神在保罗身上这样工作的例子。
He was the ultimate test case.
他是一个好像在神特别的一个例子。
And God proved to him in that test.
神在他的身上证明了
that His grace was all sufficient.
证明了说神的恩典是够他用的。
I don't know if you know much about test pilots.
我不知道你是不是知道说有关于这个有关于这个测验性的东西。
But test pilots take an airplane and test it before it ever goes into service.
哦，所以讲到说这个零件啊，必须在真正归上零件真正进入实际的时候，它要经过一些试验。
And
I think it's mine.
No, that's okay. And test pilots take the plane through the most incredible test, way beyond its own natural limitations.
我想他讲的就是一种特别试验这个机器飞机能够在真正经过一个一般飞机都不会经过这种严厉的这种情形之下所要试验的。
It was designed to do a certain thing.
它这个设计是为了这个方面的。
It was designed to act and be used in a certain way.
它就是来在这种很极端的恶劣情形之下所设计的。
But the test pilot takes it through things even more severe.
那但是这个飞机的驾驶经过这特别严厉的这种恶劣的情形。
The test pilot takes it through the most extreme thing.
这个就是这个驾驶试驾员就是经过这种非常严厉的情形。
And in the end, he proves that plane can go through the absolute worst situation.
这个试飞员最后就能够证明说，这个飞机能够经历最严厉的情形。
Now I hope you get the analogy.
我希望你能够了解我所讲的。
God is our test pilot.
神就是我们的。
He puts us through things that we're not naturally expected to go through.
神已经证明说，我们他已经经历过这一切。
And he proves in those circumstances his all-sufficient grace.
他已经证明说，在这一种情形之下，神的恩典都是够我们用的。
To me, that's what the Apostle Paul did.
这就是神所让保罗所经历到的。
Brothers and sisters, God is testing us.
神在这边也试验我们。
For one purpose alone.
为了一个目的。
And that one purpose is to prove to us his grace is all sufficient.
证明说他的恩典乃是够我们用的。
And the one purpose he takes us beyond our natural abilities.
而且他常常在我们身上的试验是让我们经过我们的天然没有办法经历的。
Is to prove that there is a power greater than our own power to live the Christian life.
而且在这个经历之中，让我们知道说，神的有一种大能是从神而来，他的恩典是给我们用的。
That's the story of the Apostle Paul.
这也是保罗的故事。
That is the reason he could say 1 Corinthians 15:10.
他也是在第哥林多前书第一章第十五章第十节这样讲的。
That's the progress of grace.
这就是讲到恩典的一个过程。
There's one more point we want to deal with.
我想我们可以再讲另外一点。
There is the practice of grace.
这边讲到恩典的实际的运用。
Grace is very practical.
恩典是非常实际性的。
We're supposed to live out grace.
我们必须把这个恩典能够活出来。
A speaker's not supposed to come to you and tell you about grace. We're supposed to experience grace in our daily lives. And as we practice grace, we begin to discover what it means to cooperate with the grace of God. This is how we cooperate with the grace of God. And it's just a few things I want us to look at before we close tonight.
我想我们在有讲到, 几小点, 在我们结束之前,
we must labor.
我们必须有劳苦,
we must work.
我们必须有工作,
we must cooperate with the grace of God. If we cooperate with the grace of God,
如果我们与神的恩典合作,
we will discover the complete work of grace. Now the question is, how do we cooperate with the grace of God?
那我们的问题是我们如何与神的恩典合作呢?
What did the Apostle Paul do when he said, I have worked, I have labored more abundantly than they all?
那神在, 保罗在那边讲说我在比众使徒格外的劳苦。
There's just a few things.
只有几点。
First of all, it's by grace through faith.
而是呢, 第一点是讲到说, 借的, 经由信, 借的恩典。
Look at Ephesians 2, verse 8.
我们讲到以弗所书第二章第八节。
For ye are saved by grace through faith, and this not of yourself, it is God's gift. Ephesians 2, verse 8.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信， 这不是出于自己， 乃是神所赐的。
It's a vital principle.
是很重要的一个原则。
You will never experience the grace of God without faith.
你绝对不会经历到神的恩典， 如果你没有信的话。
Faith is essential to entering into the complete work of grace.
在信心就是在神所有工作这个中心。
Listen to Hebrews 11, verse 6.
我们看一下希伯来书第11章第6节。
Hebrews 11, verse 6.
11章6节。
I think you know this verse.
我想大家都很清楚这一节。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that draws near to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek him out.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来，必须信有神，且信赏他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Here is the vital principle about cooperating with the grace of God.
这边讲到一个重要原则，就是跟神如何在恩典合作。
It's always by grace.
是一切都是借的信心。
It will always be by grace.
是一切也必须借的信心。
But it's always through faith. Living faith lays hold of the grace of God. It believes God is who he says he is.
而且相信神就是那个神这样的神。
And even though it may be wavering faith,
也许有一些摇动的信心,
it says, God, you say this in your word.
就是借由信心基于
Your word is true.
你的话语是真实的。
I take your word is true.
我就把你话语接下来。
This is by grace through faith.
就是经由信，本于信，也进入信，也经由恩典。
Hebrews 4 verse 2 explains the whole problem with the people in the Old Testament. Chapter 4 verse 2.
第四章第二节。
It says, but the word of the report did not profit them. Listen to this word, very sobering word. The word of the report did not profit them. And it gives the one single explanation. And it says, not being mixed with faith in those who heard.
就是只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
Now when you hear this, do you sort of slump in your chair?
你如果听到这一句话的时候，是不是好像从你的椅子上跳上来？
Do you think you'll hear the Lord's words that he spoke to his disciples and say, O ye of little faith?
这边讲到说，讲到这边特别讲到这个信心的这一方面。
I love that story in Mark chapter 9.
我很喜欢在马可福音第九章的。
It's about the father with the demon-possessed boy.
弟兄讲到一个被有一个父亲带一个被掳的小孩。
He brought his son to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't cast out the demon.
这边讲到说，他把那个小孩带到。
And he was foaming at the mouth.
带到小孩带到这到这些门徒面前，然后门徒没有办法把鬼赶出去。
And he was throwing himself on the ground.
然后呢，他然后主就把这个孩子就是被这个鬼带到地上。
And the Lord said this to him, this man.
但是这个主对这个人这样讲。
Chapter 9, verse 23 and 24.
第九章在二十三节、二十四节。
Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。
What if the Lord just left him there?
你想主在这边是想讲的什么呢
？But this man with this child in horrendous condition said something.
这边讲到说一个这个父亲他的孩子有这种非常悲惨的情形。
Thank God the rest of this story is there.
感谢主这个故事主这样的成就。
It says and straightway the father of the child cried out and he said in tears, he said, Lord, I believe, help.My unbelief.
孩子父亲立时就喊着说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，When it comes to grace, I think this is a prayer that will always be answered.
我想我们在来到这个恩典的时候，我们在主面前祷告。
Lord, I believe.
主啊，我信。
Lord, help my unbelief.
主啊，但是呢，帮助我这个。
You may think they're contradictory.
你觉得好像是一个好像互相抵触的。
But they're not contradictory.
但是这不是互相抵触的。
It is a paradox.
这是好像一个两难的情形。
We have faith, but we don't have sufficient faith.
我们有信，但是我们的信心不足。
And then when you read Paul's testimony, you discover the greatest secret all about faith.
那你就讲这边讲到保罗，他这边讲到。相关恩典的最大的秘诀。
In Galatians 2:20, look at these words.
讲到加太书第二章第二十节。
This is the paradox of faith.
这边是讲到说这个信心好像的两
难。This is my favorite verse in all of the Bible.
这是我在这个圣经里面我最喜欢的经节。
Listen to what it says.
在看看这个保罗是怎么讲的。
I am crucified with Christ, and no longer live I.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活的不再是我。
But Christ lives in me. But in that I live by faith. Notice that word.
乃是基督在里面活的，并且我如今在肉身活，是因信神的活儿子活。
But does it stop there?
是不是只停在那里呢
？It doesn't just say I live by faith.
是不是讲说我们只是凭着信心而活呢
？It says these marvelous words.
而且讲到这个非常
the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me.
而且讲到神的儿子，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Brothers and sisters, it will always be by grace through faith.
是真的讲到说借的恩典。
But it will never just rest on your failing faith.
而不是只是好像你自己这个失败的信心。
In the end, this is the great paradox of Christian faith.
这边是特别讲到说这个信心的这个两难的时候，这个矛盾。
I live by faith.
我借着信心而活。
By the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me.
而是借着这个神的信心的活，而且他爱我，为我舍己。
That's the first point.
这是第一点。
Very practical.
是非常的实际。
Whenever you come into those situations where it seems faith is impossible.
当你进入一个情况，好像这个信心都没有办法了。
Say to the Lord like that desperate man at that moment.
就像一个好像完全无助的来到主面前。
Say I believe, help thou my unbelief.
跟主祷告说，我信，但我信心不足。
Discover the secret of the Apostle Paul.
能够发现保罗的秘诀。
When he said I live by faith.
说我借着信心。
And then he made it real clear the root of his faith.
然后借着信心，然后真正扎根在他的信心上。
And the root of his faith was the faith of the Son of God.
而且这个信心乃是从神的儿子信心而来。
The second thing in the practice of faith we need to look at.
第二点关于这个实际上的运用。
Turn to Hebrews 4, verse 16.
我们看, 希伯来书第四章第十六节。
Let us approach therefore with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for seasonable help.
所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
This is a very practical instruction about how to discover the complete work of grace.
这就是一个很实际运用，我们如何能够得到神恩典完全的工作。
If you never approach the throne of grace, how will you find grace?
如果你不来到这个施恩的宝座前，你怎么得到恩典呢？
I can't tell the people who've come to me and told me different troubles.
我觉得很多人来我面前讲到许多困难。
And I said, have you sought the Lord about that?
我跟他们讲, 你有没有到主面前寻求帮助呢?
Not really.
他们说, 没有啊。
Can you imagine not going to the throne of grace?
你能够想象你不到神的恩慈恩宝座的时候求帮助吗?
Here's the encouragement. Listen to these words very carefully. First of all, it's not a throne of judgment. It's a throne of grace.
我们第一点要注意了, 这是真的激励, 这不是讲到说, 审判的宝座,
the throne that we approach in heaven is no longer a throne of judgment. As a Christian, you will never experience the white throne judgment.
就是这边讲到说我们这个宝座对我们基督来讲已经不是一个白色大宝座的审判的宝座。
You're now part of God's family.
我们现在是神的,
And as part of God's family, you can approach the throne of grace.
在神，我们是神家里面的人，所以我们就可以到神施恩的宝座。
You remember the story of Esther?
你记得以斯帖。
Esther wanted to approach the throne. You remember the story.
哦,她就讲以斯帖来那个王面前求恩典。
And she couldn't approach the throne until the scepter was extended to her.
除非王那个权杖。
Brothers and sisters, the scepter of grace is always extended to us.
那神施恩宝座这个权杖已经指向我们。You
can always approach the throne of grace.
我们随时随地都可以来到神的施恩宝座前。
And not only can we approach the throne of grace, notice what it says about the way we approach the throne of grace.
不仅仅讲到说我们能够来到施恩宝座前，看看他如何描述我们如何来到。
This is very practical.
这是非常的实际。
We can approach the throne of grace boldly, with boldness.
我们可以来到施恩宝座前，乃是坦然无惧来到。
Think of it, you don't have to come in fear and trembling.
想想让我们不必恐惧战惊的来到神面前。
Think of that verse in Romans 8, verse 31, if God be for us, who against us?
如果讲到看保罗，罗马书第八章三十一节，如果神与我们同在，谁能抵挡我们呢？
And what do we find when we approach the throne of grace?
那我们来到神的宝座前，能够发现什么呢？
First of all, we receive mercy.
第一点，我们得到了连续。
Do you know in the Old Testament, the ark?
你讲到旧约讲那个约柜。
Do you remember the ark in the Old Testament?
你记不记得在旧约里面那个约柜？
In the holiest place?
是一个就是圣圣圣。
What was on top of the ark in the holiest place?
你记不记得约柜上面是什么?
There was the mercy seat. Do you remember that?
是施恩座，你记得吗?
When we go to the throne of grace, it's the ultimate mercy seat.
当我们来到施恩宝座前的话，就是施恩座。
You'll never be turned away.
你不会被拒绝。You'll
never be here, he's not here.
你不会发现说他不在那。
That way is always open to us.
那条道路永远为我们在那里。
And then it says, not only do we receive grace, do we receive mercy, but we find grace.
而且不仅仅讲到说连续，而且讲到说我们蒙到恩典。
Grace is something to be found.
恩典是让我们能够发现的。
And it says you find grace, as the old King James put it, in the time of need.
而且在这个恩典在清定本师讲说，就是我们需要的时候，它就在那。
Grace is like the heavenly manna.
这个恩典就好像天上的玛拿。
You can't store it up. You can only find grace in time of need.
There's
a famous story of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. When that friend came to him and said, Mr. Spurgeon, I have something I must ask you. And he said to him, I don't think I had the grace to die.
我都没有恩典去死。
And Spurgeon looked at him somewhat confused.
结果斯布森弟兄就觉得很困惑。
And he said, I don't think you're going to die just yet.
他觉得说你，我不觉得你现在就要死啊。
He said, dear friend, when it comes time to die, you will find the grace to die.
就是说当你真正死的话，你会发现那个死的恩典。
That's good encouragement.
这是一个真正对我们的激励。
We're to approach the throne of grace.
我们接触到这个施恩的宝座。
With boldness. And there, when we approach the throne of grace with boldness, we will receive mercy, not judgment. And we will find grace for the time of need. That's the practice of grace. Last thing. We are to grow in grace.
我们必须在恩典中成长。
Look at 2 Peter.
我们看一下, 彼得后书。
2 Peter, the last words of Peter in the Bible.
就是保罗末了所讲的话。
3:18. We got the same numbers?
Yes.
Good. I'm comforted. 3:18, but grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。阿门。
This is very practical.
这是非常的, 实际的。
We're to grow in grace.
我们必须在恩典上长进。
A.B. Simpson said we're not to grow in virtue, in knowledge, in power.
A.B. Simpson, 讲说我们不是在好像只是在
I like the way he put it. He said we are to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
这边讲到在恩典跟知识上长进。
That's how we enter in and cooperate with the grace of God.
这是我们如何跟这个, 神的恩典。
It's a daily growing in grace.
这是每一天跟神的, 长进。
But he went on to say something else.
他没有讲到其他。
He went on to say that we are delivered into this dependent state on the Lord.
这边讲到说要让我们脱离，然后进入这个一切的, 完全靠在神的身上。
I remember one of the first messages I gave.
我记得, 我改的第一篇信息,
it was titled Delivered to Dependence. Delivered to Dependence.
就是让我们能够完全的,
It's odd the way engineers think. But the thought is this. Some Christians think we're delivered from everything. We're just delivered from everything. But actually, we're not delivered from everything.
这边基督徒，我们常常讲的基督徒好像我们脱离一切事情，但不是基督徒脱离一切事情。
In the end, as a Christian, you're delivered to absolute dependence on the Lord Jesus.
而且，而是讲到说，我们完全的能够扎根在主的身上。
And in that relationship of absolute dependence upon the Lord Jesus,
而且是完全的仰赖我们的主。
There you can discover the complete work of grace.
在那你可以真正完全知道说恩典完全的工作。
This is what it means by grow in grace.
这边是讲到说, 恩典的,
Daily you are to find the grace of God.
这边讲到说神恩典的,
Daily you are to go to the throne of grace.
这边讲到说我们来到神的, 施恩宝座。
Daily it's to be by grace and through faith.
每一天来到神的恩典借的信。
May the Lord help us discover more of this grace.
让我们求主帮助我们更多了解，更多的知道恩典。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
this paradox of grace is very real.
弟兄姐妹，这个好像这个恩典的这个两难矛盾，非常的真实。
You must work with the grace of God.
你必须跟神的恩典合作。
If you go away from here this weekend and you say, it's all of grace, it's all of grace, it doesn't matter what I do.
这边如果你如果过了这个礼拜，你说一切都恩典，一切恩典都跟我做无关。
You'll never understand the deep work of grace.
你不是真正了解这个神恩典真正。
But if you understand what the Apostle Paul said,
必须了解在保罗所讲的。
He said, "I labor."
他讲到说我劳苦。
According to His working that works in me by power.
而是今天要讲到说神的大能在我面的工作。
The second thing, we must cooperate with the grace of God.
第二点，我们讲到说我们必须跟神的工作合作。
It's only as we cooperate with the grace of God.
这边讲到说我们只有我们跟神的工作合作。
You understand grace that is all sufficient.
在讲到说神的恩典是够我们用的。
It's only as you cooperate with the grace of God.
如果你跟神恩典的工作合作。
In your daily circumstances.
在你每一天所遇到情形。
That you'll begin to discover a power that is greater than yours.
你就会发现神的大能是超过你的能力。
Even His power.
是他的大能。
And it's only as we practice this grace in our daily lives that we will grow in grace. It's only by grace through faith.
只有借着恩典进入信心。
It's only as we approach the throne of grace.
只有来到我们施恩宝座前。
But if you will learn these practical things,
我们能够学到这实际的情形,
you will find mercy.
你会得到连续,
and you will discover grace.
你会知道恩典,
in time of need.
得到恩典,
and this is what the Apostle Paul meant.
这就是保罗所要讲的,
I labor more abundantly than they all.
这就是保罗所讲说, 我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
Could we pray?
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we commit these words to you.
主，我们把这些话放在你的手里。
We pray that you will enlarge upon them.
主，你让我们里面更深的扩大。
We pray that you would breathe upon them.
主，真的是求主吹气在我们这些话上面。
We pray that we would begin to see something of the depth of what the Apostle Paul saw.
我们能够看见保罗所看见那个深度。
And we pray that we will not only see something of the depth of what the Apostle Paul saw,
而且不仅仅只是看到保罗所看见这个恩典的深度,
but our prayer is that we will enter into what the Apostle Paul said,
而且让我们能够经历保罗所经历的,
and that we too would know this practice of grace, daily living in grace,
而且我们能够每一天能够经历，能够实际的经历神的恩典。
Lord, we want to work with you.
主，我们愿意与你同工。
But we tell you, unless you work in us,
主啊，我们知道只有你在我们身上做工。
We will not enter into the complete work of grace.
我们就没有办法能够进入这个神恩典全面的工作。
So we say, Lord, work in us by your power.
主啊，真的是在我借着你的大能在我里面工作。
Bring us into this understanding.
让我们进入这属天的认识。
Make it real.
让我们成为实际。
Make it practical.
让我们成为真正每一天的实际的运用。
For we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告祈求奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. 谢谢。